We talked in the earlier segment about the big business news and trends in 2017. Now we visit with a man who's helped edit Maria Altman and Wayne Pratt's work, newscast and business editor Bill Reck. Has been with St. Louis Public Radio for 23 years, much of that time as news director. After all those years, Bill is leaving the station later this week. He joins me in studio to explain what is going on in your life, young man. You're too young to retire.
Absolutely, and my wife reminds me of that. Yeah, and I was going to mention, not only do I edit Wayne and Maria, and they did an excellent job in that last segment, but I hired both of them. So, and what's nice is, looking back at the time that I've been at St. Louis Public Radio, KWMU, is the people that I've hired, many of whom are either still with the station or have gone on to other opportunities in media, in public radio or other types of media. Just to throw out a few names of people who listen, who have listened to us for a long time, may remember Tom Weber and Matt Sepik, and Kelsey Proud, who's at WAMU now, and Kevin Lavery and Brett Bloom and Hillary Wickay, and it goes on and on.
Well, you must come to this point. I guess Friday's your last day.
It is,
with mixed emotions.
Oh, absolutely. I love St. Louis Public Radio. I love journalism. I love everything about public radio and public broadcasting. And I've spent most of my professional career in public radio. And I was at WILL in Champaign-Urbana prior to returning to St. Louis, which is my hometown, in 1995. So very, very kind of a sad time, but also exciting, because I'm not exactly certain what I'm going to be doing next, but I'm not going to be retired. I'm going to move on and do something in communications, I'm guessing. But public radio, yeah, public radio's been very good to me, and I've loved my time in it, and I've enjoyed doing kind of all aspects of things we do here, including sitting in your seat on occasion when the opportunity arose, covering elections, covering State of the State addresses, covering breaking news, seeing the newsroom grow over the years. When I started in 95, I was the Morning Edition host. That's what I was hired to do, and I did that for a couple of years until I realized getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning is not all it's cracked up to be.
I've done that myself.
and then when I became news director in 1998, and we had a very small staff, and I ended up hiring folks and building it little by little and growing it, and it's nice to see what a nice, vibrant, young, a good mix of young and veteran reporters that we have on staff now. And they do such a great job of covering all the various sectors of St. Louis. But when I started out, we had maybe three or four of us, and we were trying to cover as much of it as we could. And obviously a little bit more difficult back then to do all that with just a couple of folks, but we did it. And it was kind of one of those things, and I'm sure you've been in a situation where You chip in. Everybody chips in to do everything because you have to, just to get it done.
Sure.
And you kind of come together as a group there. You kind of feel like you're a team, and it's really very gratifying when you do great coverage and get some great stories, and you just feel like they helped me with this. I couldn't have done it by myself, and it took all three or four of us to do this.
A terrific example of that, I think, was Ferguson. Everybody jumping in to cover that story, literally jumping in.
Absolutely.
It was a tremendous group effort.
It really was. We had a lot of young reporters who had just joined the staff.
I know.
And
suddenly, Jury about that yesterday. She's one of them.
And she was one of them, and she jumped right in. Outstanding coverage, and what a way to make your mark in journalism, and that's not those aren't easy stories to cover, as you know, and so it's a good thing we had a slightly larger staff for that particular story,
and a younger staff too, because there was a lot of running around,
a lot of late nights.
Yes, no question about that. Is there a moment you can look back, or a time that stands out to you that comes into a sharp focus when you look back over these last 23 years?
One thing I always remember, because it was a horrific story, and we did have a small staff, but it was something that came up, and that was the untimely death of our governor. And he went down in a plane crash,
sure,
as you know, with his staff. And Governor Carnahan, I'm talking about.
Sure.
And it was a Monday night or a Tuesday night, and that's when it happened. Poor weather outside, and I just remember, we had to scramble. I contacted all, and this is before a lot of the ways we communicate now, we didn't have the ability to communicate then. Mm-hmm. And so it was difficult. We reached out to the three or four reporters we had on staff, you know, send one to the hospital, send one to the scene, send one to headquarters, go to the station. And, you know, for the next, what was it, a week or 2 weeks before they knew what had happened. And then, of course, the funeral. That was a crazy time, and it was a difficult story to cover, what made it more difficult is the size of our staff was pretty small, and I just remember how everybody stepped up, and no one complained, and just everybody said they knew this was a big story, yeah. And they knew this was important for the state of Missouri, that we cover this for the listeners of St. Louis Public Radio.
You say you couldn't communicate then the way we do today, the technology that has changed in the 23 years that you've been here.
Absolutely.
I mean, just think back on what it was and what it is today.
I was showing my kids the other day, I have old reel-to-reels of my early work, and then I have cassettes of my work, and then I have what called digital audio tapes of my work, and then CDs, and now we have it. It's all digital. You know, you can't even hold it anymore. It's just there somewhere. So it has changed over the years, and the equipment we've used in the newsroom has changed. We've had to, adapt with the times, and that's meant a lot of changes in the hardware, software,
and the use of social media to communicate.
Correct.
Which puts everybody exactly on the spot at the same time.
There's no such thing as a non-news period anymore. No. You used to think you get done with the news in the afternoon or early evening and you were done, and you're not anymore.
No.
It's just you're always on. You always feel like you need to be plugged in, so that you know what's going on, because everybody else is plugged in and they want to know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it certainly has changed. And as you indicated at the top of this conversation, Bill, that you are very helpful in getting some careers rolling here. And we have a couple of staffers who wanted to say hi and thank you. And we'll listen to them now. Let's begin with Rachel Lippman, who has some nice things to say about Mr. William Ragg.
It was about 9 years ago. I was working in the state of Michigan as a state house reporter for the various public radio stations in Michigan. And I can't remember whether it was a call or an email from Bill Rack saying, hey, we have this job open and we want you to apply. I wasn't really looking to make a change, so I did so out of respect. He later offered me the job, and I decided to take it. Probably should not have ended up in a top 30 market at the age of 25, but like he did with so many other people, Bill took a chance. So I owe the last 9 years of my life on a hometown radio station to Bill, and I'll always appreciate that he did that for me. So thanks, Bill. Good luck in retirement.
Rachel Lippman of our staff. She's a terrific reporter
and
a hard worker. What did you see in her when she was 25 years old, I guess she said?
I knew that I had talked to some people that she had worked with, because she had gone through the public affairs reporting program at the University of Illinois in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And I know the gentleman who worked there now and used to work there. And I just knew her work from when she was with them prior to going. She mentioned she was in Michigan. And I could just see that she was very particular about getting the story right. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously very important to me. It's important to our listeners, important to our online readers. And she had what it took. And as you said, tireless. I mean, she cranks out stories every day and several stories every day. And that's what you need to do in this business.
Yeah, well, good for you for spotting all of that in Rachel.
And she was from St. Louis, which I thought that might be attractive to her to come back.
Good for you and good for us.
Good for us.
There's one other I'd like you to listen to, because another heartfelt statement. This is from Maria Altman. She came here as Maria Hickey, as I recall. Maria Altman was just on the previous segment, but she owes a lot to you, and here she explains it.
When I first started out in radio, I worked at WSIU in Carbondale, a couple hours away from here. And I was always very eager to get my stories played on the bigger stations like Chicago and St. Louis Public Radio. Bill was really encouraging of me. And anytime I thought that there was something that they might be interested in, I gave him a call, he'd say yes, and let me run with it, which was really, really great and helped me grow as a reporter. Later on, I landed a job at a public radio station in Dallas and was flying along for a few months until it came to a screeching halt. I was among 14 people laid off. And True story. The first person I called when I got home that day was Bill Rack. And I said, hey, do you still have a job opening? And he said, yes, we're in the midst of interviewing people. Get me your application now. Within a week, I was interviewing for the job, and within a couple of weeks, I found out that I got the job as the afternoon newscaster here at St. Louis Public Radio. I am still very thankful of having that opportunity and having a not-so-great experience turn into a really good experience. I feel lucky to have had Bill as a boss. He led the team here with a very low-key management style and dry wit, and it's been a pleasure.
That's Maria Altman of our staff. You've got a good eye, my friend, for talent. No question about it. Another really good report.
Yes, and she was our, she mentioned, she was our afternoon newscaster for many years. And what a joy for us to have someone in that position who, you know, is a veteran journalist and has the news judgment that you need in a job like that, because in many ways people don't know. I mean, we have newscasts that come around quick. Once they start, they're every half hour for several hours in a row, and you have to be ready to go, and you have to be able to roll with the changes. And when things happen, you have to be ready for that. You have to be ready for the possibility of things being thrown at you at the last minute. And what's great about Maria is she could always accept that type of change, that kind of switch up that might happen. And the other great thing about Maria is that she is going to be sliding into my spot, and she's going to be overseeing the newscasters, and Marissa Ann and Wayne, and we'll soon have a weekend newscaster as well, and she'll be overseeing that and the business unit. Mm. So I leave things in good hands with her.
Well, you know, I was thinking earlier that if you had not hired Maria, she would not have met her husband, Robert, here in the staff. She would not have two children, likely, certainly not by Robert, had you not brought her back,
Here. Sounds like it's a wonderful life all of a sudden.
It is. Well, this is the time of year for that. Yes. Bill, we have to say goodbye. Best wishes
to you
as you pursue whatever it is you're going to pursue, and I'm sure it'll be very successful.
Thank you, sir.
As you have been here. Thank you, Bill Rack. Up next, we are going to meet a local businesswoman whose recent bad luck is not slowing her down in her effort to make her neighborhood a better place. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.